We've been hearing about this United Nations summit in Copenhagen in the news for months now, but it's not really clear what the world's nations will accomplish there. It's been downgraded from a conference to hammer out a treaty to a conference to come up with some kind of a framework for a treaty. So what can we really expect from Copenhagen?
I think there are three things that are likely to be agreed in Copenhagen. All the developed countries in the world will make political commitments to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions by significant amounts, I think, across the board. I also think the major emitting developing countries will pledge to reduce their emissions from where they would otherwise go. And I think we will see some amount of money, maybe $5 to $10 billion, collected from the developed countries to help developing countries adapt to climate change and build up their capacity to actually reduce their emissions.
And perhaps preserve some of the forests that store CO2.
Absolutely. I think forestry is something where you actually might see some real progress.
President Obama is expected to tell the gathering the U.S. intends to cut greenhouse gas emissions to about 17% below the levels we emitted in 2005 and cut them by 83% by the year 2050. But as it stands right now, there's no legislation to accomplish that. It's not clear there's enough support in Congress to pass climate change legislation that would accomplish that. Is the president making offers not within his power to give?
Well, I think there's no question that absent action in the Senate and a conference that merges the bill that passed in the House this summer, he can't deliver on the 17%. There are many things he can do, and in fact, he's actually tried to do many of them, to increase the efficiency of automobiles, which will reduce greenhouse gas emissions, to put stimulus money into clean energy projects, to get the EPA geared up to start regulating under the Clean Air Act. But I think none of those add up to the 17%. So we will need legislation that establishes a cap on emissions.
This Copenhagen agreement is supposed to replace the Kyoto Protocol, which expires in 2012. The U.S. did not ratify that treaty, but of the nations that did, many of them failed to meet their obligations to reduce emissions. So will a treaty really mean anything?
Well, I'm not sure that I would agree that most countries or many countries have failed to reduce their emissions sufficiently. There are some countries that are not on track at the moment to get to their objectives, but others are. And I think it is still possible that most of those countries, not all, but most of them, will actually get to where they said they would go.
Well, we'll call that the optimistic view. I think in Canada, they're probably
well,
not
Canada
going
is
to
the,
make it.
Right. I think Canada is the clear example of a country that won't make it.
So we won't have a sort of Copenhagen protocol. Copenhagen appears to be now just another stop along the way to drafting a treaty.
It's not everything that many were hoping for, and there's a fair amount of disappointment about that. But quite honestly, there are a lot of very difficult issues for different countries to face here, and there actually had not been any real negotiation over the 2 years since the negotiation started.
Eileen Clausen is the president of the Pew Center on Global Climate Change. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.